The views and opinions expressed by hosts and guests on Patriots with Grit do not necessarily reflect those of Patriots with Grit LLC, its founders, and owners.
Get ready for truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs, from God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, patriotic Americans. Welcome to Patriots with Grit. Now let's jump into today's episode with your host, Darren Ross.
Hey there, PWG family. We have an awesome show lined up for you guys today. Randy, it seems like one of the things that people have heard over the last few years is MAHA and MAGA, those acronyms. But I feel like, and I don't know what your opinion is, that those acronyms are starting to lose some steam. What do you think?
I think they're totally losing some steam, and there's a lot of propaganda being shoved at both directions. So now we're starting to see some chinks in the armor.
I tell you what, the swamp creatures in D.C. who were supposed to be behind all this and to carry out this agenda are failing us. What do you think?
Yep. I think the real solution to our health is in our environment is going to come from the people, their families, you know, just us taking care of ourselves, and we're going to have to do that on our own.
I tell you what, we have a great guest coming on today. He's the host of MAHA with Mike, and he's a health activist and the founder of Air Water Healing. He's a great guest with a lot of insight. Let's get him on here right now. Well, hey there, Mike Dillon. It's awesome to have you back on here today, my friend, at Patriots with Grit. You were on here several months ago. We liked what you delivered then. And then we know you have some new information, some new findings, some new research that you've been digging into here over the last few months with MAGA and MAHA. It may or may not be quite like all of us thought, Randy. I think they might have done a little switcheroo on us. What do you think?
Yeah, I think some things are starting to depreciate a little bit.
Untangle?
Yeah, untangle.
We want to unpack four key things here today, Mike. I know you sent us in some talking points, but we want to dig deep into some of this stuff. Let's just kick off the show right now. Let's dig into the biggest one is the Pfizer meeting. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest issue is I think that, you know, most Americans knew that Donald Trump would have to go sit down with Pfizer. We knew that, you know, you can't be the president of the United States and then, you know, bring in RFK and just think that it's going to be all rainbows and butterflies, right? So when we had these millions of Americans that were watching the MAHA movement, we were watching the documentaries from Del Bigtree, we all knew that there was going to have to be a little bit of a political shift, you know, even with the way that RFK, I'm sure you guys watched when they were bringing him into his service. He had to dodge some questions and he had to put some answers out there that were, I hate to call them half truths, but he had to say what needed to be said to get into the position that he was in. Because whether you believe it or not, he's facing a $1 trillion lobby. Pharmaceutical, big pharma, right. It is a $1 trillion lobby. So he can't just go through his Senate hearings and say, vaccines are bad and pharmacies are trying to kill us and let's all just drink methylene blue and eat grass-fed venison and we'll live to be 185. You can't say that, right? We knew that. But more importantly, you know, what I think is happening is we're seeing the Pfizer meeting as kind of like the shaving of the finest piece of Parmesan Reggiano cheese coming from Italy. And we were starting to get that little salvation in our mouth that we're like, okay, this is awesome. But everything that came after that meeting, I when Trump walked out with Trump RX, we got to start digging and saying, well, where's this money going?
It looked to me like they were hooping it up and laughing and have a good old time when they had that photograph taken in the White House together with the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla.
Yeah. And, you know, and to this day, you know, and I don't know what your guys' standpoint is. I've seen a couple of your shows. I love what you guys do. But to this day, you know, we've got epidemiologists that are coming out saying that the COVID-19 vaccine is leading to fertility issues. It's leading to turbo cancers and it's leading to a whole other slew of issues in American health and worldwide health. This isn't an American issue. This is everybody that got that jab has this issue. And yet they're still touting Operation Warp Speed as one of the greatest American accomplishments, you know, since the freeing of the slaves.
I think it's embarrassing when they do that because
three words they kept throwing around was trust the plan. I'm like, what plan? Because it's not working.
Well, I guess my thing is too is you would think by now it's been what 6 years?
Yep, going on. Yeah,
that Trump would have to be kind of backsliding into. Yeah, we've discovered that these were not good. You know, there's no harm in that. He could have been taken for a ride in this whole with his advisors. But there's too much. It's not just a few epidemiologists. It's a lot of the medical industry.
I have that image burned in my mind of Trump and Fauci and Deborah Birx all together in one little powwow. you know, right when all the COVID nonsense started, it was just like they were just rubbing it all over him, and he was just kind of their little puppet. And I can't ever get that image out of my mind.
Well, you know, the other thing too is Trump has backed down so much, you know, from touting that, you know, I think even though he doesn't take away, you know, the credit, but he has never come out publicly and said that it was an absolute disaster. And you're right. When you look at that image and they're just piling it up and fist bumping and all the smiles that are going around.
They're probably elbow bumping, Mike. Remember, we had the elbow bump back then. Remember that?
It was the elbow.
Yeah. Couldn't hug, couldn't shake hands. We had the elbow bump.
You know, on my podcast, you know, Maha with Mike, we've had so many vaccine injured children and mothers and fathers come on, and you know, we've shared stories of people that were forced to have to get the COVID vaccine to get a life saving surgery, and just the amount of reactions that people had to this shot, you know, it makes you wonder why it hasn't been deemed what it was, which was disastrous, and why there's still credit being taken for it. And it really is sad, but now it's starting to damage. And I know we're only talking about the Pfizer meeting, but when you look at what's happening with glyphosate and this whole, you know, us bowing down to Bayer, you know, who acquired Monsanto, you're seeing firsthand, guys, what happens when a political movement runs straight into Washington, D.C., right? You're realizing that there is trillions of dollars at play here. And this political movement, which it was a grassroots movement, but Maha very much is a political movement, right? Because Bobby can't go out there and just say, hey, right, this is going to be for the people if we're not trying to change legislation.
Well, Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, I think is 100% backed by Big Pharma, or has a career background in Big Pharma. Am I correct?
100%. 100%. And if you see what's happening now with Casey Means and, you know, how they're ripping her apart, you know, they ask her the same question 900 different ways. And you're talking about a mama bear who does not believe in vaccinating children. And when they ask her a question, which, you know, when they say, you know, if a mother should go to a pediatrician today and they recommend this vaccine, what do you think? She's like, I think that the mother should get the clear answers from her doctor and she should make her decision. Leave it at that. She's answered the question. She's leaving it between the mother and the doctor. And then they're asking her 19 different ways. Well, would you vaccinate your child? Would you tell the mother not to get a vaccine? Again, I believe the mother should have a conversation with the pediatrician and make a decision that is best for their child. How many other ways do you want her to answer that question?
Well, they back you in a corner. They guide you into making yourself look bad. They wanted her to say that, you know, yeah, I think there's a lot of vaccines that are dangerous.
We have a very close advisor to our family. I'm not going to say who it is or what they do, but this person has a particular, let's just say, an in-law in their early 50s. This in-law was a very successful person in the medical industry. I believe it was in sales of some kind, made a fantastic living, was forced to get the first jab. I think got the second jab, and prior to the third jab, started having major, major health concerns. Today, this person is 100% on disability, physically incapacitated, and the words my friend told me the other day was, he is on death's door. And he is one of a handful of people that is in Dr. McCullough's control group, or whatever you want to call it. And he said, unfortunately, so many of the people that were in that group originally have passed. He's one of the only few surviving people left. And this guy, mid-50s, early 50s, family, kids, had a great life. And literally, he is just, you know, on the verge of not making it. And it's just so tragic that we hear all these stories, again, where there's no liability.
Yeah, well, and you know, I think a lot of people started connecting the dots, you know, with, you know, and I don't believe the numbers from the CDC, but, you know, I do believe that there are thousands and thousands of women that have come on my podcast talking about issues with fertility issues. And now we have in America, unfortunately, gotten to the point where outside of the, you know, we'll call it the unreported sector of our country, which is like the Amish, you know, where we don't really go in there and ask them what they're doing, because we would, God forbid, those numbers get out of why their children don't have autism, why their mm-hmm. cancer rates are lower than 100, 170 times lower than the rest of the American people. And, you know, I'll never forget my great conversation when I had with a guy. I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana. There was an Amish farmer that was there. And I asked him, I said, why is COVID not affecting you guys the way it is the rest of the world? And the man told me, we don't have a television. And I just, wow, I was like, wow. I go, that really just goes to kind of sum up what's happening here in this country. But I think that people have started to look at myocarditis. They've looked at autism spikes. They're looking at obesity. They're looking at autoimmune diseases right around the time when we had this Operation Warp Speed, and it has gotten out of control. So now we've got a MAHA movement that is literally falling apart because we can't handle things like glyphosate coming and saying, the farmers need us, but we need immunity. Well, if glyphosate is so safe, then why do you need protection from a lawsuit?
Exactly.
Well, a good thing about that, I think, you know, our family has been in agriculture and farming for generations, six generations right now with my granddaughters. But I do know this, that Bayer, and we have a good friend that's worked for Bayer for years, traveled the world his whole career, almost 30 years, and he also farms. And he has been telling us Bayer is literally on pins and needles. They're on the last dregs of their finances because they have been so inundated with lawsuits and legal battles that when they, you know, they merged with Monsanto, I guess they didn't separate the way they should have, or
they
something.
They assumed all of the liability.
And they are literally on borrowed time, which, in my opinion, is a good thing.
It is, unless we give them immunity. And I know right now they're not getting that steamship, you know, that Spirit Airlines, you know, shifting off into the oblivion where they're just going to be no longer mentioned. But, you know, even though we've got some congressmen who have the balls to shut it down and say, no, we can't do that. You know, if you look at Ronald Reagan, I think, you know, and the big period ink blot on his, you know, campaign and his lasting legacy was, you know, when the vaccine pharmaceutical manufacturers came to him and said, hey, we need immunity or else we're not going to be able to keep pushing out these vaccines, when they gave them the act. If glyphosate is as safe as they say it is, then why do you need protection from those who are spraying
100%
and those who are consuming it?
100%. I want to say here, according to public polling shared on X, 70% of Americans oppose the immunity deal. And many see it as a severe betrayal of MAHA voters. You think that's a high number, Mike? You think that's right in line?
You said 70% oppose it?
Yes.
The other 30% work for Bayer.
Probably.
There you go.
that's a great point there. It also says on here, this came from Health Freedom Defense Fund. It looks like it was on X, but it says this will be a severe betrayal of MAHA, you know. Trump supports it for some reason. We can't quite figure this out. You know, MAHA voted to remove the liability shield for vaccines, not to expand it. Yet, this is another poison to our industry. That was with Jeffrey Tucker and Leslie Manoukian, which she's been a guest on our show in the past, too. Do you think most Americans, Mike, even know the potentials and the harmful side effects of this? Or do you think they just kind of put their head in the sand like they did with the vaccines and just go about their day?
Most people don't care because they think that the government is coming to save them.
Amen to that.
They do not want to change what they're eating. They don't realize that, you know, the only way to live a good life here in America is to eat biblically and to follow the preaching and the teachings of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, guys, but that you know, when you hear these people saying, if Jesus was alive today, he would take the vaccine. Dude would be in there flipping the tables over at Bayer.
Absolutely.
And Johnson, he'd be like, you're poisoning my people. You know, they strictly remove Bible verses from the King James Version. Go read Matthew 17. See how the Bible verse goes from 20 to 22. They left out 21 from the Greek Orthodox Bible, where he said the way to heal my people is through prayer and fasting. We weren't born with vaccine deficiencies. And I think that people think that glyphosate, oh, this is just helping the farmers. No, if the farmers were given the same technology that we were researching back in the 80s and the 70s with frequency and copper and using hydrogen and enriching the soil, we wouldn't need all of this garbage. And then you've got guys out there like Bill Gates who are sitting here saying, you know, my failing beef company, the Beyond Meat, stock fell 97%. And now we've got the largest plethora of ticks that are going to give people meat allergies. Lo and behold, Beyond Meat is making a comeback.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that about the tick. I knew there was a tick problem, but I didn't know that it would cause meat allergies. I don't think I could get a meat allergy because I love it too much.
Oh yeah, I'm a carnivore. I love the carnivore. Let's get into, Mike, the third thing we want to talk to, or the next one we want to talk to, Emerald Robinson. With people, if you're not following Emerald Robinson, she is a great reporter out there. She is so tuned in with what's going on. Let's talk a little bit about what she found out in a report that she recently did, if you want to discuss that and touch on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she said here, my source tells me RFK Jr.'s team at HHS has been removed or sidelined by the White House. HHS is now run by Big Pharma lobbyists, and now RFK suddenly has time to launch his podcast with all his free time. It's all over for MAHA. Talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, do you think RFK is just totally backing down and being controlled by all these lobbyists, or do you think he's just, is he like Trump, like a puppet also? Or what do you see, where do you see this going with what he's doing?
So first of all, I will say that we the people did not fight for him to get into the largest sector of health. You know, human health and services oversees trillions of dollars in spending over the last couple decades. We did not put him there to start a podcast. But the part of me that is hanging on for a hope is that what he wants to say as the head of Health and Human Services, where he is 100% being shut down by Big Pharma, he is being shut down by Big Oil, he's being shut down by Big Ag. I pray that the reason why he's starting the podcast is because someone in his legal team has told him RFK can have a podcast and say whatever he wants under freedom of speech, but you as the Health and Human Services Secretary cannot. In your position of power, you cannot. But again, you guys run a very successful podcast. You know how much time it takes away from dinners, how much it takes away from going to birthdays, how much it takes away from going to anniversary dinners. Hey, honey, I'll be home at 7 o'clock. I'll be there by 9. I'm sorry. It's looking like it's going to be 11. You know how hard it is to run a podcast, guys.
It's a lot harder than people think. People think, oh, just order on Amazon a microphone and a camera and a ring light and you're good to go. Man, there's so much more to it than listen, we got equipment all over here and cameras and clocks and
preparing 4 hours for a podcast is the best 6 hours that you ever thought that you would do for 8 hours. You know, it just it doesn't happen that way.
And then so, load it up on all the platforms and get kicked off of YouTube because medical misinformation when you're actually talking about the Bible. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, which we've had that happen. So we know we're experienced at that.
So Bobby, I'm hoping is starting that podcast because he knows that he's been silenced and he wants to continue because, you know, as someone who's traveled the trade show circuit, you know, I've had Brian Hooker on my show multiple times. I have very good conversation with Brian Hooker, who also has a vaccine injured child. He'll straight up tell you that I had a perfect functioning baby boy, got the vaccine, and it destroyed his son's life. And, you know, what Bobby said at the CHD conferences is very different than what he's saying now. And I can only imagine that it is because there are powers that are silencing him. I 100% believe that the MAHA movement, which is a very good grassroots organization, I don't think that they're going to fail. I think that they're going to continue on. But I think that what's happening now is what I said when we first started this podcast. You're looking at a traditional grassroots movement that had full steam, and they ran into the Washington, D.C. behemoth that shuts things down. Are they being redirected? Yes. Are they being silenced? Yes. Do I think that they're going to fall apart and wither away? No, because there's a lot of people that still want to see changes happening. Would I change some of the ingredients in Gatorade's new dye-free, lesser sugar ingredient? Absolutely. Do I think it should still have citric acid in it? No. But we do have companies that are starting to shift. And I'm like you guys, I'm a carnivore. So when I walk in to Steak and Shake and I see that they're using beef tallow and they've got the MAHA burger out, I'm like, all right, companies are paying attention. Right. And starting in June, they're going to be using grass-fed, grass-finished. Will that cow have a mRNA vaccine in it? I don't know. But I know that companies are starting to listen, and we have seen corporate change at a corporate level. Not as quick as we would like to, but we are starting to see some shifts, and that should be a good sign for us.
I think what I just heard, Randy, is that you and I should go to Steak and Shake after the show tonight. You know, because we have not tried their fries with beef tallow, nor have we tried the Maha Burger.
I have had beef tallow fries, and they are a completely different taste, and they are so awesome. So this week, just this past week, one of my customers, I do construction stuff, they were building a big chicken farm for Tyson. And they said, these are free-range chickens. I'm like, how do you build all these barns and call it free range? And they said, because in between each of these barns, there will be patches of grass.
How big?
I mean, 600 feet long by about 50 feet wide in each one of them. So they can put 500 chickens at a time out during the day, and then they put them back in the barn. So it is kind of free range, but maybe not.
Sounds like it's kind of getting around and circumventing what it really is.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if they're going to give them some other feed on top of it, which wouldn't be free range. But
I would think that many chickens would eat that up in no time, you know, if it's only 600 by 30 or 50 or whatever it is. Yeah. Mike, you know, it really hasn't always been about, you know, DC was not the answer to this. There's only one answer. What would that answer be?
Jesus.
Amen, brother. Amen. But many people look to DC as the current savior of all of our problems. I mean, on both sides of the fence, Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, they all look, Washington's going to save us, the government's going to save us, our local county council and commission's going to save us. They're not going to save us. They're all against us.
You know, I had a conversation, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I know this is very off topic from the Maha movement, but, you know, I was at an airport having a conversation with a Muslim, and he was talking to me about his beliefs in the Quran. And, you know, I looked him dead in the eye and I said, do you know the only woman that was ever mentioned in the Quran? And he goes, I think it was Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I go, yeah. I go, who's the prophet? I go, who's the prophet that they mention that is going to be coming back? He goes, well, I think that's Jesus. He goes, so the Quran doesn't talk about Muhammad coming back, but it talks about Jesus coming back. And I go, so why don't you guys believe in Jesus? He goes, you know, Muhammad said that Jesus wasn't the same deity as God. And I said, well, when was Muhammad born? He goes, I don't remember. He goes, well, probably 400 or 500 years after Jesus Christ died. I go, I go, I would rather believe the 12 men that died for saying that Jesus Christ was God. He was the Son of God, and he raised again. He goes, and if somebody wrote a memoir about my life, I go, I would hope it would be my mother or my grandmother, not my great, 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 great grandmother who never met me.
Exactly.
What was his response?
He just said, I never thought about it like that. He goes, I didn't think about the time gap. He goes, you're right. He goes, centuries went by. He goes, he never knew Jesus. I go,
yeah. Talk about word of mouth.
I mean, we've covered a lot of things here today. We've talked about Pfizer and glyphosate and Emerald Robinson, what she's doing, and RFK. Tell us a little bit about, Mike, what you are particularly doing with your own personal life and in your business at airwaterhealing.com.
Well, I just got a packet a couple weeks ago, and I'm looking to get into the ministry because I think this world is so sick, and I know that no man knows the day or the hour. And looking at these AI centers that are popping up all across the country and us trying to have the computing power to be godlike, it reminds me of the Tower of Babel. And I think that, brother, you and I both know that we are getting closer to the end times than we ever have been. I've been focusing on getting as many people as I can to not only read the word of Jesus, but spend some time intermittent fasting, praying. A couple months ago, I finished up a 14-day water fast. And I can tell you, as a guy who's a carnivore, it was very hard to walk into those parties when people were having ribeyes and steaks and, you know, say, you know what, I'm going to go another day without food. But we've been developing new products from the ground up that are really helping with the detox, you know, and your buddy that is in the McCullough protocol right now, probably using nanokyanase. There's some other great things that we're working on, detox binders, liver cleanses, all organic. Everything we have at airwaterhealing.com comes in Mylon glass jars. We source all of the ingredients from non-GMO farms. We test everything. But more importantly, we're trying to help people detox their homes because your home should be your sanctuary, which is why we partnered with you guys. You know, just use the coupon code GRIT, G-R-I-T, at airwaterhealing.com. We've got so many great products, and we're a small Christian-run family, and everybody that works for me, they love Jesus, and we know what's going on in the world. And really, we're just trying to get the word out there that there is true healing in Jesus Christ. You just have to kind of live a little bit like your biblical values, right? People ask me, what kind of diet should you eat? Eat biblically. They didn't have Doritos and they didn't have Cheetos.
Is beef tallow fries, is that biblically? Is that biblical?
100%.
There we go.
I told you.
And about the Maha, is the Maha burger too, is it biblical?
I don't know about the bread that it's on, but you could always order that without the bun. But you know,
I'm guessing, you know, the double chocolate shake from Steak and Shake is probably not biblical. Jesus probably wouldn't approve of that one, right?
unless the dairy cows got absolutely nothing injected inside of them,
we could eat it and ask forgiveness, Randy. Right? You know, we can always get forgiveness. For
you know, this makes me think of something too. When we were talking earlier about, you know, I don't know how we framed this up, but I got to thinking about the industrial age. I'm wondering if the industrial age is when we started to become unhealthy, because before that we weren't mass producing anything. So when the industrial age hit, we started looking at ways to cut corners, and we can put this in it and make it last longer, and we can produce more of it, and we can ship it further.
Faster.
So I think the industrial age is when we started to give up our godly eating.
Not only that, but when you tie it back to companies like Philip Morris, you know, when there were so many lawsuits coming out against cigarettes and cancer and all these other diseases, you know, they started acquiring food companies, and the amount of billions of dollars that gets pumped into something to, you know, how do I make this more addictive? You know, you look at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is literally like the embodiment of Christ. They're closed on Sundays, and you go look at all the food additives and the addicting chemicals that are inside of the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Like, you walk in there and you're thinking, I'm doing something that's right by Christ. I'm supporting a Christian company, and yet they're still using seed oils. They're still having so many things inside of their chicken, in that chicken sandwich, which, listen, I'm not going to lie to you, I've had one. It tastes really good, right? But I know that it's not good for me because of all the extra ingredients that are in there. And I think the more that us Christians start to go back and say, hey, who owns this company? Go back and look at how many corporations are owned by these conglomerates that own the hospital systems. When you walk in and you're like, man, I've got so many choices when I walk into the grocery store. It is so many less choices you have when you see who owns them all.
Right.
Yep. I think he's saying Chick-fil-A is no longer God's chicken.
Right.
That's what I got out of that one. I mean,
So what you've said has also spurred a thought too, is a lot of these companies not only own all the different food companies, the brands, but I guarantee you they own a lot of the ingredient manufacturers too.
And not only that, but they own the pharmaceutical companies that when you eat too many of them and you get a heart palpitation, they've got a prescription that they can write for you. And when that prescription sends you to the hospital, they've got a hospital system that they own and a doctor that's inside their pocket. And then they probably own the funeral home that's going to burn your body.
Yeah. And you said something earlier about
cradle to grave, man. They own you.
Oh, I know. You said something earlier about the myocarditis. It wasn't too long after that finally came out and they had to admit that there was some heart issues. They covered it up with, you know, a lot of young people are getting heart issues now, so we've got a drug for that.
So bad, you know, and it reminds me of those commercials, you know, or I saw something one time, it was posted on X, and there was a lady, she's like, I went in with an issue for my eye, so they wrote me a prescription, which caused me to have some gut health issues, and then they gave me a prescription for the gut health issue, and it caused me to have diarrhea. They wrote me a prescription for the diarrhea, and it caused me to have an ulcer, and the ulcer started bleeding. They gave me a medication to stop the bleeding, but then I couldn't stop sleeping, so they write me a prescription to sleep at night, and I'm just like, the list goes on. On and on. But I promise you guys, these grassroots supporters donate energy, trust, and belief, and political consultants are just donating so much money to this data. And you know, I think the bigger issue, you guys will probably have to have me come back on soon so we can talk about these AI data centers, because that is going to be the downfall of small town America.
We're following that really hard here. I've been watching a lot of, you know, a lot of videos, doing a lot of research on that over the last 2 or 3 weeks. But, I told Randy the other day, I said, we're in the Kansas City area, and we had a gal on last week, and she said there's actually already up or proposed 31 of them in the Kansas City metro area. And I said, this is not for AI. They don't need this much space. You don't need 500,000 to 1.5 million square feet of space. You know, 31 of them just in the Kansas City metro area to process AI and track your track, trace, and surveil everywhere you go with your cars. Technology is getting smarter and faster and smaller as we speak, yet they want to build these monster facilities. It absolutely makes zero. I mean, that's a big zero, Randy. Zero sense.
We definitely want to get you back on for that because that's a topic that now that we've dug into it, we feel like there might be some other influences. This might be somewhat of a scam. So, we'd like to talk about that.
And I just thought, just think about this. I told Randy, I said, we didn't really hear much about data centers at all until like the last 3 or 4 months. But 18 months ago, a couple years ago, they kind of started popping up. You saw a little bit about it. But just in the last 2 or 3 months, it's just they're everywhere. Michigan, Missouri, Texas,
they're everywhere.
Utah. And they're just coming in at such a rapid pace, bulldozing over the people, no matter what they, what they say, what they want, what they don't want. We're putting them in no matter what, which in my opinion, I'm like, how can this be? How is this happening? When there's so much backlash and pushback from the common folk, so there's something nefarious about this whole movement agenda. We'd love to have you back on to talk
about it. I think that you're so spot on because I was having a conversation earlier with my lady and I said, I have a feeling these data centers are a scam. I go, they're funneling money. I go, there's a bigger issue because, listen, you could have a couple supercomputers that are cooled by some water processors with all the satellites that they have going on out there. I think there's an even bigger hidden agenda. But if you don't think that these data centers are going to come in and steal our water, go look at Dr. David Avocado Wolf and Dr. Group just posted on their Telegram. There was a woman, I fell in love with her story, and she's about 400 yards from the new data center that just opened up. And I think it's outside of Decatur, Georgia. And this woman like had the news reporter in there. She went to go turn on her faucet. Like a trickle. There's like little drips coming out. And she's like, I used to be able to fill up a gallon of water. She goes, it would take me 30 seconds. She goes, it'll take me 8 minutes to fill up a gallon of water. I'm like, how is this woman taking a shower?
I've seen them where they have to gather rainwater so they can flush their toilet.
Well, then in Colorado, it's illegal to gather rainwater in certain spots. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. It's just total nonsense and lunacy. We'd love to have you back on, Mike. Hey, real quick, let's jump over to your website and talk about airwaterhealing.com, coupon code GRIT when you're there. Let our viewers know what they see when they what's available when they get there.
So the main thing that you see right there, that is probably one of the products that I'm the hottest on. That is the Echo Flask. That is a completely designed here in the United States. We don't manufacture it in China. That is a hydrogen gas generator that puts hydrogen into the water. And most people, they might be confused saying, there's hydrogen already in the water because it's H2O, 2 parts hydrogen, 1 part oxygen. It's hydrogen gas that's being dissolved into water. And we're not picky. You can use your bottled water. You can use filtered water, RO water, distilled water. But there's over 1,400 clinical studies on how hydrogen can improve your gut health. But more importantly, you don't have to switch your diet. If you're a carnivore like me and you're just going out and having some grass-fed ribeye, wash it down with some hydrogen water because it is so good for the microbiome inside of your gut. But our flagship product is the air purifier. It's the only air purifier on the market that kills bacteria and viruses. And right there where you see air purifiers, click that little section right there where it says explore products. None of our products use filters. Our flagship is the one that's on the left. That's the V3. That unit right there will do 3,000 square feet. It's been tested on all types of bacteria, molds, and viruses, and you don't need to move it from room to room. One unit does the entire house up to 3,000 square feet, whether you suffer from allergies, cooking odors, you've got mold or mildew or a smell down in the basement. My house in Michigan has a basement. I put that thing down there for about 2 or 3 days, and the whole house smells fresh and clean. Literally gets rid of the dust. I could talk about all the mold and the mildew. When I go to the trade shows for the last 20 years, I tell women, you have to dust the house less. They're like, I'll take 3.
So, Mike, talk to us a little bit about is it a filter in there? Is there something that has to be replaced, or you just clean it? Or what's the internal guts of that thing like for ongoing maintenance?
Thanks for asking. That's a good question. So, Alan Johnston, our former chief technology officer, he's a God-fearing man. He's a Christian. He ran 225 engineers in Washington, D.C. He worked on Raytheon missile defense, which, international guidance systems that protect the United States. They're now going to start to rebrand it the Iron Dome. Dome or the Golden Dome.
Right.
But what stops us from being hit from intercontinental ballistic missiles, he was one of the engineers that worked on that. And what he did was he took a drive from Duluth, Minnesota, all the way to Bangor, Maine. And what he noticed on his true journey was there's no HEPA filters anywhere in Mother Nature. They don't exist. So what God uses to clean Mother Nature outside is thunderstorms. When lightning strikes, it releases millions and millions of negative ions per cubic centimeter squared and releases trace levels of something known as ozone. So when ozone gets into the house at a very small level, it combines with our PCO technology, which is photocatalytic oxidation. That PCO cell is a 254 nanometer UV light that is trapped inside of a quad metallic housing. Say that three times fast. And it creates a plasma that goes out and it breaks down viruses, mold, mildew. And then the negative ions attached to all the things that you shouldn't be breathing in, drops it to the ground as a biologically inert substance. I believe that all health starts with the air that you breathe. Because of whether even you guys that are eating grass-fed ribeyes and are carnivores, you eat three meals a day. Maybe drink 7 to 8 glasses of water or orange juice or iced tea. You know, in Kansas, I know you go to barbecue. You got to have a little sweet tea, even though, you know, I hope it's you using raw cane sugar. But we're breathing in
a little. Well, speaking of, I had a little bit of sweet tea today from Cane's. So I'm sure Raising Cane's is using cane sugar. I would like to think so.
I hope they do, because If they're not, they're missing out on a huge marketing ploy right there.
Come to their chicken game. Fingers sure are good, though.
Sugar, sweet tea, finger looking good, but they might get sued by KFC. But the air purifier is the one thing that I always recommend people. If you change the air in your home where you spend over 50% of your life, you will notice immediate changes.
And I was going to ask you, too, I had something similar to that 20 years ago. It created the light, the electricity. And it was the same concept, except ours tend to make the house smell like a swimming pool, like chlorine.
Yep.
Is that the ozone?
So what happens is those older units, like the old, especially in Kansas, you probably either had the Living Air, which was the wooden unit, or you had the EcoQuest. The EcoQuest was a unit that had that light inside of there, but if you scaled it too high, most people think that more is better, and in fact, it's less is more. You're only supposed to scale it to the square footage of the room that you put it in, and that's the biggest mistake people make when they buy our unit.
I think we did. I think we messed that up. I think we had.
They go in there and they go, well, I got a 3,600 square foot house, but they put it in the kitchen that's only 300 square feet because it will follow the natural airflow of the home.
Is there any advantage to setting those near the intake air on your furnace and your air system?
Yeah, when you're using the ozone technology, 100%, because you can crank it up higher, you can leave the house, take the dog for a walk, and it'll destroy anything that is inside of your ductwork. Yeah, ozone is one of the greatest, but also one of the most misunderstood things on the periodic table of elements. You've got to be very careful with it, because like I tell everybody, less is more.
Mike, say you do have a 3,600 square foot house, so say it's long and end to end. Where would be the perfect placement for that in a house, say 3,600 square feet?
Largest room of the home, 5 feet or higher. So usually the living room, dining room, or the kitchen. Put it on a shelf. Call your electrician if you don't have a cord long enough to get it up to the top, and you put it in the center of the home. And I can tell you, guys, they're expensive. They're not cheap, but we're giving you guys free shipping. Use the coupon code GRIT. You're going to save a big chunk of change. But I've never been at a trade show. And, you know, we used to sell these things for a couple $100 more than they're listed for on Amazon now. We actually dropped the price down now that we've got more manufacturing capabilities. I have never had somebody come up to me with a pitchfork or a rifle and say, you took all this money from me. This thing didn't work. Go to my website, on YouTube, type in Triad Air Reviews, and you'll be blown away. People say this thing saved their life. It saved their marriage, which I think only Jesus can do.
And, you know, well, people need to look at it, Mike, as an investment in their health and their healing, not as an expense or not as, overhead. I mean, you need to look at it from a total holistic standpoint.
And I had no idea, Mike. I mean, so if you know a couple that's having marriage problems, you just need to get them an air filter or air purifier.
It will fix almost everything.
I live with an Italian. Maybe I need two of them. What do you think?
You might.
Mike, it's been awesome to have you on here. Love to have you back on here. We're in a couple, 3 weeks on the data center debacle. It's something that's very concerning, in my opinion.
Let's dive deep into the data centers. I would love to give you my thoughts on that, because we need to get more people. More importantly, we need to get the pastors, getting the congregations to go out there and start voting with their little mouths and sending letters to the senators. We do not need these data centers here in the United States. We don't need them.
We know how much the pastors are not going to say. I did go to a men's retreat this past weekend, and the pastor was from Georgia, had a great Southern accent. He stood up there and he said something to the effect of, you know, back in the day, men used to lie about their age to get into the service. He's like, now they lie about their gender to get a gold medal. And I'm like, you won't hear very many pastors say that. And I just wanted to jump up and start giving this guy the biggest hoopla and hurrah. That's because 99.9% of pastors would never, ever say that on stage at the pulpit. Do you agree?
I will say most of them don't, but I've got a pastor that I've got down there in Loxahatchee, Florida. He may not have the most popular church. He doesn't have the fancy televisions, but I will tell you, the younger generation, do you want to know why more of the age 25 to 30-year-olds are starting to go to Catholic churches? Because people want to get the true message. We don't want watered-down message. We want what the Bible says. I will not walk into a church that has a pride flag. I will not walk into a church that's giving me a watered-down message. The wages of sin are death.
So you're not all about the big screens, fog machines, and skinny jeans, I take it.
That's not me, brother. I've got a church that's so laid back, but that guy is so touched by the Holy Spirit. I go in there, man, I can go in there, and even my phone gets charged.
There you go.
I love it. All right, Mike Dillon again, airwaterhealing.com, coupon code GRIT, airwaterhealing.com, coupon code GRIT. Take advantage of what Mike and his team are offering. Mike, we're going to have you back on here to talk about this crazy data center thing coming up.
You got it, man. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, my friend. Take care.
See you.